Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. Let's just stop and let the Lord reveal himself to us. Lord, we invite you to make yourself known to us. To make yourself real. We want to live as spirit beings, fully communing with you. So Lord, we just breathe you in and give you permission to do whatever you want in our lives. We trust you that you love us, you know what's best for us, and what you have planned for us will be satisfying, joyful, and give us the peace and rest and healing that we need and desire. Lord, for those who are struggling to know you and to know if they're on the right path, I just ask that you would provide them the encouragement specifically that they need to hear from you. Lord, we don't judge based on religious criteria. Are we praying enough? Are we giving enough? Are we attending church enough? Are we worshiping and reading the scriptures enough? Instead, Lord, we turn to you to know how we're doing. You know where each one of us is and what we need from you. In fact, you've created that need. So we don't want to run from our needs. We don't want to hide from our needs and our wounds, Lord, since those are the exact ways you are drawing us to you. Instead, Lord, we acknowledge our wounds, our needs, our failures, and even our successes. And we always turn to you first. Lord, we recognize that trying to hide anything from you is ludicrous. It's going to be a complete failure. You know us from the beginning to our end, and everywhere in between. Lord, make your love for us, your unconditional love, real. Stir up those hopes and dreams that you've planted in each one of us, that we will not be satisfied with anything less than all you have for us. Lord, we're showing up for class. Teach us. You are the only teacher we need, and we rely on you. You know what we need tomorrow. And we have confidence that you are preparing us today. Take us step by step, Lord. Guide us along your path. Even when we don't know where that path is going, we trust that because of your love for us, it will be satisfying. Don't let us miss you. The burden is on you, Lord. We're going to do our part. But compared to what you're doing, even that part is dependent on you. We wouldn't know to look for you, to turn to you, without your making us able to know, without you making us desirous to turn to you You are the beginning and the end of our lives. Lord, sometimes we just don't understand the totality of why we're here on this earth. But Lord, we know that it is serving your purpose of making us one. One as an individual being, spirit, soul, and body, but also one in you. Spirit and spirit becoming one completely. So we trust that whatever is supposed to happen here while we're here on this earth during this life, that you are achieving that in each one of us. Make us ready for whatever you have next, Lord. We don't want to waste our time here, but we also don't want to take the reins from you. We don't want to think that we know what your purpose and plan is for our time here. Other than you will have your kingdom manifested here on this earth. Just as Jesus turned the world upside down as he walked on this earth, and there have been movements, global and regional, that have turned the world upside down according to your purposes. Lord, turn our world upside down, that your peace and joy and healing would be so blinding that any other satisfaction would just pale in comparison. That our own attempts to make ourselves happy would pale, would fall short when we feel and experience joy, true joy, true contentment, true satisfaction that only comes from you. Because you are, relationship with you is what we were made for. You are our source, and eternal life is the only thing that meets all our needs. Lord, take us step by step. And Lord, those who are especially having, well, both mental and physical problems, anxiety and sleeplessness and troubled dreams, Lord, I come against all interference in those situations, any involvement with curses and even spousal curses that are being brought into the family. Lord, I just rebuke those now. They have no place in those situations, Lord. They're crying out to you. They want your help. Lord, send your help, send your angels to protect and give the information, give them the wisdom, what they need to do to call out to you. Lord, even on their behalf, send protection and a shield that no harm would come and that you would manifest and make yourself known and give wisdom in those situations. Lord, even give peace and give revelations of yourself during the night. And those who need healing, Lord, teach them how to ask. Teach them how to find out from you specifically what they need to do to bring those changes about, that need for healing, Lord. Give wisdom also, Lord, in regard to major decisions being made regarding changes in lifestyle. We know we can trust you, Lord. We know that you know exactly where we're at, and we're here for your purpose. We're here for our purpose. And that we don't need to be so stressed out about making any decision or any change. We make the one that doesn't fit in with your plan, you just steer us right back, and we're right back on track. We don't need to be afraid of missing you, because it's your responsibility to make sure we're going in the right direction. You are the God. We are a part of you. If you can't keep us on the right track, we're crazy to think that we can do it ourselves. So, Lord, I thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do during the program and doing the lives of the listeners of this program, that you would just quicken and stir up even the gifts, Lord, even the hearing, even the healing, even the oneness, the desire to know you. Lord, that no one would be satisfied with anything than the very best you have for each one of us. We thank you ahead of time, Lord. Thank you. So we've been talking about what God does to make himself known, that he approaches us. We've been spending months talking about the things we do as far as relationship with God, that we, you know, the key thing being hearing his voice, that the more time you spend with him, the more he makes his voice known to you. He clears out your ear. He teaches you to distinguish between his voice and other voices. He teaches you how to get rid of those other voices. He teaches us how to respond to what we hear. But our responsibility is to hear and then respond. We show up for class. We alter our lifestyle. We put away things that distract us. What are the two things that are most valuable to us and to God? Our time and our attention. We make sure that we're giving God the time and the attention that he desires from us. If he's given you things to do or say or be, this is where you look at, okay, am I following through on this? But the more time you give him, the more attention you give him, the more you are aware of what he's already doing. You know, God's going to do what he wants to do in your life. But we want to join him. We want to be a part of what he's doing in our lives. It's the ignorance that causes the anxiety and stress. It's the ignorance of what he's doing that causes us to stumble and fall. He's still going to do what he wants to do. But we miss out on the joy and the peace and the refreshing and the still waters that comes with being with him, even in the middle of the warfare. Because there are times of warfare. And so many of the illustrations we run across in scriptures about who we are as Christians is in terms of warfare, battles, spiritual warfare, overcoming. And this is where we come to the presence of the Lord. And just a reminder, if you are setting your heart and your mind and your soul to hearing God clearly, and remember, your spirit already does, so it's your soul is lining up with your spirit. If you are setting your heart to do that, all of a sudden, you are becoming an enemy to your enemies. You've always had enemies around you. The world system's always there. Your flesh, your meeting your needs your way, your control, your environmental control system is always working. And the devil is always there. And that's not going to change. Even Jesus was tempted. So we will be tempted by those things around us. So what? The temptation is not the problem. It's when we try to deal with things ourselves, is when we turn to things, try to control our environment. When we accommodate lifestyle issues, when we are okay with involvement of our enemies in our lives. Now, as God starts to deal with you about some of these things, don't be distracted and don't be dismayed. He could spend a whole long time dealing with one issue, but don't think he's not also working on 100 other things in you, in your soul, to free you, to heal you, to modify your beliefs. You may think he's only dealing with one thing, but he's not. He's really great at multitasking. We're not, but he is. He's really great at doing what he does. So that's one of our ways of redeeming the time. Don't think that because you think you've missed him or you didn't get what you wanted to get done, don't think that that's what he's saying, because you are what's important to him, and he is, there's nothing you can do to interfere with what he's doing inside of you. The only thing is you're not reaping the benefits in your soul, that in your awareness. He is still freeing you and healing you. But it's the process. It's the journey. You're going to take the journey. The journey's either going to be on rough seas or smooth sailing. Now, sometimes the rough seas are part of the lesson, because he doesn't want us to get distracted by the seas. But we want to be able to expect smooth sailing. We're still going to have journeys. We're still going to have work to do. Things are still going to be difficult. That's, we don't interpret how we're doing based on our circumstances. We base how we're doing by asking God. In fact, let's do that right now. Lord, how am I doing? Just let him speak to you. Most often we try to stick with these yes and no questions. But once we get good at that, we do want to go beyond and let him put in your heart words or a song or an image or a thought or a feeling to give you the encouragement, Lord, how am I doing? Let him answer you the way he wants to. And you can do this later after the program. We're not going to stop and spend too much time on this. But don't you spend too much time on it either. Don't strain to hear from him. Just look for the next few days, maybe the next week. Expect him to answer that question, to give you the encouragement, he may give you a whole new perspective on where you are right now. Remember, God is the teacher. All you need to do is show up for class, take the tests, study, follow through with the homework, and then tomorrow's another day. It's the journey that matters. It's not getting there. Because in your spirit, you've already arrived. You've already been saved. The salvation, eternal life, is within you. So you're in the kingdom. You don't need to worry about that. The kingdom is entered. You've entered it. It's not built. It's already been built. God is the kingdom. And you're in it. You have all the eternal life right now that you're ever going to get. So you have already received everything you need for life and godliness. It's in your spirit. That's how close it is. The problem is your soul. Your soul wants to do things its own way. And that's most often due to lies we believe, wounds from rejection, and not being able to have our needs met. And God knows that. God knows you growing up, you did not get your needs met. He knows that. He doesn't hold it against us. But he's not going to let us live our lives with the lies, with the wounds, expecting rejection. He's not going to let us live like that, because we are now sons and joint heirs and co-inheritors. We are now seated in heavenly places. And he will not allow us to live less than that. And we want to join him in that. That's what's really important. So when we talk about, Lord, how am I doing? He may give you an indication of how much better your hearing is, how you're able to recognize his presence in surprising ways. Or he may bring to your attention things that used to bother you that don't bother you anymore. He may show you places you've changed. He may give you a new idea for the future. He may heal a relationship. Let him show you how you're doing. Because all those are simply reflections that you are showing up for class. You are learning to hear him. And he is doing the work. You know, the quality of a student's education is not based on how smart of a student it is, but how good of a teacher the teacher is. If we don't understand how to do something, that's not our problem. That's not our responsibility. We can look to God. God, I don't know what you're saying when you say this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to change this. Lord, teach me how to do this. It's his responsibility. Is God a good enough teacher to teach you what you need to know? When you go into a biology class, you expect there to be a biology teacher. When you go into your English class, you expect there to be an English teacher. If your algebra teacher is there, there's something amiss. Because you expect the person teaching you knows the subject better than you do. And for us, learning to live as spirit beings, as sons of God, as joint heirs and co-inheritors, we expect God to know how to teach us. To teach us what we need to know. To change us. To deliver us. To free us. To heal us. If he's not able to do that, then we don't have a God. If he can't do that, if he's not big enough, he's not worth calling God. How do we know he is God? By experience. Because he does do those things in our lives. We do see change objectively, not just imaginatively, but we see change in our lives and in our circumstances. He makes himself known. And this is not just mental knowledge. Just as if I were to try to explain to you what my favorite ice cream is, chocolate mint, and you had never had ice cream, and if I tried to explain to you what that tasted like, you could think you know what it meant, but you wouldn't. Because you had not experienced it. In grade school, a new student came in in like December. This is up in Michigan, and he had transferred, his family had moved from Hawaii, and he had, of course, never seen snow. Now, he knew all about snow. He knew he'd seen pictures, and he knew he was now living in Michigan. They were going to have snow, and we were supposed to get the first snowfall of the season that day. And so we were all excited, and we were explaining to him what snow was. And he felt he knew. He knew what to expect. It was cold, it was white, it was this, it was that. But during the class, it started to snow. And he was surprised. And so we all went out, and during the day, we showed him, this is what you do with snow. This is how you play with snow. And then, of course, the thrill lasts for a short period of time. But we enjoyed his enjoyment of experiencing snow for the first time. Now, it was then, after he experienced it, that he knew what snow was. Well, you and I have to experience God's healing. We have to experience his acceptance, his unconditional love. God values you. And unless you experience that for yourself, me saying that doesn't matter. But he thinks you're great. He loves you. He thinks you're absolutely perfect. He's proud and pleased to call you his. And it has nothing to do with how hard you're trying or how much you know or how much you've achieved or want to achieve. It's simply because you are his. He loves you. So the process is not about perfecting our relationship with him or bringing him honor or glory, as if he's up in heaven somewhere saying, oh, I need a glory fix. People aren't glorifying me enough. Nobody's honoring me. I need to get people to honor me. I don't think so. He honors himself. He glorifies himself. But we receive. Again, what is his character? God is love. And how does he show that love? He gives. So what is his goal for us? That we would be able to receive unconditionally what he wants to give unconditionally. Not just in our spirit, which has already happened, but also in our soul, also in our body. That's the simplicity of knowing him. It's not all that complicated. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's not easy because we are complex. We are unique. Each one of us has our own path and our own history and our own wounds and our own needs. And so you have to learn how to know God for yourself. I have to learn how to know God for myself. But it's the same God, and it's the same problems. We have the same enemies, and we overcome them the same way, by turning to God first, first, last, and always. Lord, how do I overcome this? What's going on here? Lord, how am I doing? So look for encouragement this week. Look for him to answer that question for you. You don't want to wait until you die and go to heaven, and he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You want to hear that now. Or if there's areas of your lifestyle that he needs to change, or he wants to heal, or he wants to revise, let's do that now. Because if you're thinking you're going to wait until you hear, well done, in heaven, you've lost any opportunity to join him in making those changes. And I think he wants us to be active participants. So we will get back together again same time next week. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.